Peace between our houses will be sealed when my heir, Prince Iphicles, will take the Princess of Crete to be his wife.
Amon has come on our shores. I give you
Okay, here's the deal. Kellan Lutz is not known for his acting. Like me, he's known for a pretty face and bulging muscles. So it was a stroke of casting genius by Rennie Harlan to surround Lutz with worse actors than himself for The Legend of Hercules. When you consider that movies have never been kind to Hercules, going back to the crummy Italian films from Steve Reeves in the 50s, it's understandable that The Legend of Hercules is more of the same. With rocky storytelling and bad dialogue delivered with cheesy accents, the film doesn't hold together well, looking like a knockoff of 300. However, in a breezy 90-odd minutes and with some decent action sequences, I can't say I didn't enjoy watching it, even if it was partially in an ironic way. The Legend of Hercules gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.